I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
6 o'clock hour, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Prince George's County commuters are dealing with a major problem this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where is the trouble? What's the latest?
Well, on the Suitland Parkway, this is where this terrible overnight crash happened. Two cars involved, resulting in three fatalities. So the closure will be ongoing through the morning rush hour. Police at the scene are telling me the Suitland Parkway inbound shut down at Forestville Road. I'll have more details on that and your workaround coming up in the traffic.
Now, if you normally use metro stations at the eastern end of the Orange Line, you'll need to start adding some extra time to your commute starting tomorrow morning. That's when Metro's SafeTrack Surge number 15 starts. For about a month, the new Carrollton, Landover, Chevrolet, Deanwood, and Minnesota Avenue stations will be closed.
To get you where you're going, Metro's adding shuttle buses between closed Orange Line stations and others from the Orange Line to the Blue Line.
We have not had any capacity problems with any of the past surges. We don't think we will with this one either.
Prince George's County's The Bus System is adding shuttles between Landover on the Orange Line and Morgan Boulevard on the Blue Line every 15 minutes weekdays, according to Department of Transportation spokesperson Paulette Jones.
From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 3 to 7 p.m.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Companies and individuals around the world are dealing with the biggest global cyber attack ever. It targets users whose Windows operating systems have not been updated recently, says technology correspondent Samuel Burke.
Anybody can fall victim to this, no matter where you are. Luckily, simple patch. Just update Windows. If you haven't done it since March, you're vulnerable. That's that little update you get in the lower right-hand corner to restart your computer. Do it and you will be safe.
Experts say the ransomware extortion scheme could wreak even greater havoc, though, as more malicious variations begin to appear. Many D.C. parents are furious following revelations that former school's chancellor Kaya Henderson may have given special treatment to the kids of a few D.C. government officials.
An investigation from the inspector general revealed Henderson superseded the school lottery system to benefit the kids of government officials seven times.
I mean, it's the kind of bread and butter issue that really gets to voters.
Says Washingtonian's editor-at-large Harry Jaffe, Henderson was allowed to use her discretion, but when the favoritism all goes to high-ranking people, that's a problem, Jaffe says. Also a problem is Mayor Muriel Bowser's reaction. She told reporters it wasn't an issue for her deputy mayor to ask for special treatment as anyone in the city can.
Mayor Bowser can be tone deaf when it comes to situations like this.
He says this is the kind of issue that sticks in voters' minds. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.
No arrests have been made yet as Virginia State Police investigate what they're calling a targeted shooting over the weekend on I-95 in Richmond that left a Manassas woman dead. 26-year-old Danielle Nicole Holland was one of two people killed, a third person seriously wounded, when a car pulled alongside the car they were in and opened fire. Well, today marks 3 weeks since a massive fire at an apartment building under construction in College Park. And there are still a lot of unanswered questions.
It was one of the biggest fires in the history of Prince George's County, according to fire department spokesman Mark Brady.
It was a five-alarm fire, caused nearly $40 million in damage.
And weeks after flames ripped through the Fuse 47 apartment building on Berwyn House Road, Brady says there's still no definitive cause. One issue.
A lot of the fire suppression safety tools that are normally built into an apartment building, such as fire resistant doors and sprinkler systems, were not yet operational.
Brady says the building may need to be demolished. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,897, the NASDAQ at 6121. Sports, Michael Taylor hits the go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth as the Nats beat the Phillies to earn a split of their doubleheader. The Orioles lose again to Kansas City. NBA, it's Wizards-Celtics game 7 tonight. WNBA, the Mystics win their season opener. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin. Under Virginia's largest American flag. LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Suitland Parkway right now. Inside the Beltway, closure is set in place. Ongoing accident investigation. Update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Overnight crash, fatal incident, and investigation. Please tell me through the morning rush hour. So plan for this. Suitland Parkway shut down between Forestville Road inbound and Suitland Road. Your alternate, Route 4, even Route 5. You can take 295 and head through town that direction. What you need to know, though, Suitland Parkway commuters, if you normally come outbound past Suitland Road toward the Beltway, the outbound lanes have been reopened. So at least we can get outbound on the Suitland Parkway. But again, inbound, the flow of the morning commute, that'll be shut down, again, for an indefinite period of time. In the Laurel area, a pole and wires down. That closes 197 Laurel Bowie Road, just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So if you normally head past Snowden Road, you'll find the closure at Snowden-Hahn Road on 197. Blair Road, we had an overnight crash there. It was a single car and a fatal crash. An investigation on Blair Road shuts it down between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures here today. Mix of clouds and sun. Breezy at times with a gusty northwest wind. High 74. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunny and 82 Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Chantilly, 46 in Bowie, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Microsoft's president says the global ransomware attack is a wake-up call for governments. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. I hope your Monday's getting off to a good start. We have got a lot of stuff lined up for you here at 7:05. It's always great to hear from Joe DeVigenova, a legal analyst. At 7:35, he writes for the National Review. He's got a wonderful sense of humor as well. Jim Garrity will join us. At 8:05, he's becoming one of the top media critics in America today. Joe Concha with The Hill will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, and today Mary Walter is taking the day off, and Vince Colonnaise is in from the Daily Caller. Good morning to you, Vince.
Good morning. Privilege to be here. Thank you very much, Brian. You know, this morning, a lot of people are wondering, what's the future of the White House press briefing room, and for good reason. We want to know from you, what do you think? Should President Trump begin giving the press briefing, and how frequently? This is something that's worth consideration. It's been in consideration in the past. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you want the President of the United States delivering a regular press briefing to the American people and to the press?
And doing away with the Sean Spicer briefing.
Right, yeah. Let's not leave out that part.
Yeah.
Getting rid of his surrogate press briefing, which is Sean Spicer or Sarah Huckabee Sanders in instead of them getting up at the podium, just having the president get up at the podium every so often. Brian, this idea started in part last week because there were tweets that came out Friday, in addition to the one that we've talked about this morning about James Comey and recording potentially. Right. He also was tweeting about his own briefing room and about the issues that they may or may not have with accuracy because he's a, quote, very active president. Here's his tweet from Friday, two of them. As a very active president with lots of things happening, it is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy. Maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future press briefings and hand out written responses for the sake of accuracy. Well, that was the tweet. Since then, we've had a modified, we've had an addendum to this.
Okay.
Which is over the weekend, the president, in an interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox News, said this about the potential for him to actually become the guy who does the briefings.
Are you moving so quickly that your communications department cannot keep up with
yes.
you?
That's true.
So what do we do about that?
We don't have press conferences, and we do...
You don't mean that.
Well, just don't have them. Unless I have them every 2 weeks, and I do myself. We don't have them. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
First of all, you have a level of hostility that's incredible, and it's very unfair. Sarah Huckabee is a lovely young woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know Sean Spicer. Mm-hmm. He is a wonderful human being. He's a nice man.
Is he your press secretary today and tomorrow? Will he be tomorrow?
Sure. He is. He's doing a good job, but he gets beat up.
Will he be there tomorrow?
Yeah, well, he's been there from the beginning.
Okay, so, and he demurred a little bit on the question of Spicer's future, obviously, at the end there. For the president, I thought during the transition, if you go back to the transition phase, when they first started making noise about the way that they would treat the press, that there was a chance that we'd see a lot more of the guy doing press briefings, meaning the president of the United States, because when he dives in there and he deals with the press, boy, does his base, at least, love it. They love seeing the president of the United States handle the press.
Let me say this about that. And I have some... And this is not going to be completely popular. I think the president of the United States does not handle his press very well. The way it works in most White Houses that have had some success in effectively communicating the ideas is that they bring the press... office into these conversations early on, and they have involvement, and they are aware of what's going on. The president says, "Well, things are moving too fast. I can't possibly keep them up to speed all the time." And then they get out there, and they're behind the eight ball. They don't know what's going on. Well, they should never go out there without knowing exactly where you are. And the president needs to understand the most important thing he can do is the best ideas in the world aren't worth a bucket of spit if you don't communicate them effectively. And he's not doing a very good job. There is something that I think is incredibly dangerous in Washington and in life in general, and it is that person who does not know what they don't know. And this president thinks he's a great communicator, and in some ways he is, but in other ways he steps in it all the time in ways that inflict a lot of harm to his agenda. And I wish that he would, find whoever he needs to run that operation, the communications operation, and then let them do their jobs. And by letting them do the jobs, I mean let them into his world so they have an accurate understanding of where things stand and they don't find themselves having to get out there on the podium and make a bunch of corrections. It would do him a lot of good if he could just do that. And I don't think that the idea of giving up the press briefings and having him be the one who comes out every 2 weeks is the solution. Mr. President, you got bigger fish to fry. Get somebody you trust and let them do their jobs.
Right. Handling the press is a small part of a much bigger job, which is being president of the United States. There's a lot to run there.
People don't understand. I mean, the best ideas in the world have absolutely no merit whatsoever if they're not effectively communicated. Having the idea and having the concept is only half of it. You've then got to actually explain it to people in a way they can understand. And in an effective way, you need an effective communication shop. And I would counsel the president to reconsider the idea of doing what he has suggested he's going to do.
All right, we've got some calls coming in now. Mike is in Springfield, and Mike, you'll lead off on this topic this morning. What do you think? How should the president handle the press?
I think the president should continue to handle the press exactly how he's handling, with one exception. I think the idea of a handout is a great idea, and I think the reason why he does step in at some time is the fact that he is not a politician. He is a businessman. So the subtleties of Washington are not as evident to someone who has not been in that swamp for God knows how long, and how to double speak and triple speak in order to get a message across. That being said, if the press were to actually be the press and do their jobs the way they're supposed to do
their job. That's a fair enough point, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll say, Mike, these are great points. And on the issue of the handout, this is something the White House does every day.
Yeah.
Which is to say, if you're a member of the press and you're sort of on the receiving end of their blast, you're constantly being sent memos and readouts and transcripts and pull reports. That my inbox is full of them every day from the
That's
White House.
Right. Yeah.
So the only difference is really at this point would be to cancel the press briefing in that scenario.
The daily press briefing. Yeah.
Right.
How about John in Alexandria? You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Vince Colonnais. John, good morning. Are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir, I am. I was going to say you're wrong as the day is long, because this is a different type of president that we have here. And he's one of the most transparent presidents and willing, with Twitter, interviews, et cetera. And he does communicate well. It's just that they're always looking for anything. And one of the things, anything to try to put this president down. And one of the things we love about Trump, and I'll make this last statement, is that he brings normalcy to the presidency. In other words, we change our minds and critique things that we say and do and decisions that we make every day. And we act as though when the president does that there's a big problem. I like that in a president.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me just say that, I support this president and most of what he does. I go with him about 99% of the time. But I'll give you an example. This tweet where you put out there and raised the specter that there might be tape recordings. That was him alone acting as his communications director, and it was an ill-considered tweet, and it raises a lot of questions, and it was self-inflicted, and now it's the thing that's going to drive the conversation in this town for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Self-inflicted.
Right.
He didn't need to do that.
And if you're going to raise something like that, it's incumbent upon you to come out quickly and explain it.
And
that needs to be done.
And that needs to be done. And that's an example of how he doesn't need to be in charge of his own communication effort. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It's now time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Prince George's County terrible crash happened in the overnight hours. Fatal accident. In fact, 3 fatalities in this deadly incident on the Suitland Parkway inbound is shut down. Essentially between Forestville Road and Suitland Road. That'll be closed through the morning rush hour. So alternates, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm already seeing that delay heavier than normal. So if you normally take Route 4, you'll have a lot of extra commuters with you. So plan ahead. Again, with the closure point of inbound Suitland Parkway just inside the Beltway. Route 5, Branch Avenue. That could be an option for you as well. Or if you continue the Beltway to 295 and head north in through town. Also, fatal overnight crash closes Blair Road between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street. In Laurel, just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, closure down pole and wires, closing 197 Laurel Bowie Road between Snowden Pond Road and the Powder Mill Road, so that closure in place as well so they can get that fixed. And inbound on 50, we're good through Annapolis and Bowie, but right inside the Beltway, that's where we have the crash. We're seeing a little bit of volume quickly starting to form. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies, high today of 74, tonight 54, tomorrow 82, Wednesday, you ready, in the mid-90s, Thursday in the low 90s, and on Friday maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees, 618 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
We don't have press conferences, and we do...
You don't mean that.
We just don't have them. Unless I have them every 2 weeks and I do myself. We don't have them.
That's the President of the United States suggesting that maybe he'll give up the White House press briefing and you won't see Sean Spicer anymore. Instead, you'll see President Trump once every 2 weeks. Do you think that's a good idea? We're talking about it this morning. Robert's in Manchester. Robert, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. What is your view on this?
Well, I think he should keep holding press conferences, but answer the question and move on. Don't let him keep digging. It's like he answers it, then they want to know his exact definition of his. And I think that's ridiculous. But as opposed to him saying he may have recordings, the thing about that is,
Susan Rice did her job by unmasking names, General Flynn. Well, President Trump is doing his job by recording his conversation, so he knows exactly what was said, and he can reflect on it in great detail.
Right on. So on the press briefing side, that you want to keep you like how it's set up, which is to say they've got the daily press briefing, they've got Sean Spicer. You know, I think, Brian, you're right. Something needs to change at least a little bit. The communication strategy needs to tighten up because these guys need to be able to accurately convey and clearly
what the president's mission is. They were not brought in when they fired Comey. And if they had come in and had time to come up with a media strategy and a messaging for this, it would have gone a lot smoother for the president of the United States. Look, the most important thing he needs to do is make the steps that gets his program and his ideas and his issues across. And if you're diverted for 2 weeks talking about whether or not they are recording conversations in the Oval Office, if you are diverted for 2 or 3 or 4 days about whether or not, you know, the firing of Comey was handled properly, you would have been well served to have taken a minute or two and brought your communication team in, got them up to speed, and have them involved in the process. And I guarantee you, the time that you stop and involve your communications department pays off in huge ways, and this president has not yet been able to grasp.
There's some reporting over the weekend theorizing that part of the reason why the press team wasn't read in on a dramatic decision like James Comey was that the president is concerned about leaks from within the White House, and that's another. Obviously, if you're at a stage where you're concerned about leaks, clearly the team needs to be cleaned up a little bit just to get to a place where everybody's happy. You need the everything to be sort of in good pH balance in the White House. Yeah. Fred, you're in Beltsville. You've got another theory on this. What is it?
Hey, Fred, good morning.
Good morning. Look over here. You know what I mean? That's his little distraction for the people that he's really pissing off. You know what I mean? They can't handle being pissed off or like that, and he's really doing a business on the other hand.
So what's, you know? I'm sorry, so just to be more clear, what do you mean, look over here, he's distracting from something?
Like squirrel.
He's distracting him. Yeah. He's distracting him. That's exactly what he's doing. And it doesn't cost much, and it doesn't have to go through a bunch of channels. They don't have to chase down anything. They know right where it is. It just pisses them off.
Yeah, let's try to clean up our language a little bit this morning. It's early. But here's the thing. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and there is some strategy where, you know, distract and get people talking about this thing so that they're not paying
attention. Sure, some people call it 4D chess. I've heard that.
That's right. And there is, occasionally, there is some benefit in that. By and large, though, you are always going to be well served if there's not a controversy about every word that comes out of your mouth. I mean, because what are people talking about? They're talking about the controversy and not about the thing you care most about, which is getting your program across and getting the things that you said that you campaigned upon accomplished. You can't get that accomplished if the entire city is diverted into a conversation about whether or not there were tape recordings in the Oval Office. That's not bright. I'm sorry, Mr. President, with all due respect, I love you, I respect you, I support you, but that's not good policy.
I'm just looking forward to this morning's tweet tour. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
You know, this is probably the worst allergy season we've had in years. And there's only one company that you can trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's Hadid. I've seen how Hadid washes rugs by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, and grime, but also bacteria, viruses, and the allergens that hide deep in your rug. Right now, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They have developed a cleaning process that is fast and will save you money. There's another way to save. My friend Joe Hadid is caught spring fever is offering you an amazing deal. When you get two rugs cleaned, you'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. So, get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has 4 drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, just simply go online to joehadid.com. Again, that's joehadid.com or call this number, 703-241-1111. The number for Joe Hadid is 703-241-1111.
Assaults, robbery, even murder.
I was happy that he was captured.
At some of the area's most popular malls, a 5-month-long 7-on-your-side investigation. Protect yourself from the 7 highest crime malls. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a busy morning continues. Update is the service of Parker Pierce Service Experts. We'll take you inbound Suitland Parkway. That's where we had the overnight fatal crash investigation ongoing. In fact, police at the scene say expect this closed at least through the morning rush hour. The crash happened just inside the Beltway, inbound Suitland Parkway, but they're closing off access to all those inbound lanes beginning back near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, so you don't have to get work through a detour there. So Pennsylvania Avenue, Route 4, you're picking up a lot of extra volume. You could also use Route 5 to get into town or 295, and those routes, 295 and 5, still looking pretty good. Heading DC, 295 southbound, it's just been about the volume, so at least a calm trip there as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway. 50 just inside the Beltway, that's where we have the crash in the transition lane. In the Laurel area, closed is 197, Laurel Bowie Road, just east of the BW Parkway, and that's due to pole and wires that are down. 270, we've been dealing with the volume, but I haven't had any major problems as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up could save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today, breezy and cooler, gusty northwest winds at times, high 74. Clear skies, 54 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 57 degrees on WMAL.
President floating a press conference on his own once every 2 weeks. Do you like that idea? Joe in Baltimore, quickly to your call now. What do you think?
Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning.
Just want to make a point. Franklin Roosevelt did this back in the 30s. In fact, he even canceled people's credentials over unnamed sources. So this is nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, presidents often have a contentious relationship with the press. I'm going to roll.
He was also a guy who developed the fireside chat. He was an immensely effective communicator.
Yeah, and by the way, the press afforded FDR privileges that it didn't afford any contemporary president, hiding his illness. I mean, just not even showing the fact that he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very complicated relationship with the press, but it's gone back many, many years now.
And in a very different time, you're right. 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the Empowered Weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare.
Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian healthcare sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable healthcare for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up in just a moment, you turn on your computer, and all of a sudden it says, pay us $300 or your files will all be destroyed. Do you pay the ransomware? Do you pay for the malware to go away?
Yeah, that'll be a fun thing to show up to work to find today.
It may actually happen to you today, so you need to think about this in advance. 6:30 in the nation's capital. We'll take that up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A serious overnight crash is causing serious problems this morning for a lot of Prince George's County commuters. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the latest on the situation?
Well, this is on the Suitland Parkway. The crash happened inbound just inside the Beltway near Forestville Road. Two-vehicle crash, three fatalities. So this ongoing investigation expected through the morning rush hour at least. So we need to give you alternates and plan for your route into work. I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
Law enforcement officials around the world are emphasizing the threat from that massive global cyber attack is not over yet.
The ransomware known as WannaCry exploits a vulnerability in outdated versions of Microsoft Windows, locking down all of a computer's files. The hackers then demanding hundreds of dollars in ransom to relinquish control of the files. Microsoft's chief legal officer said Sunday that the company is working to address the problem, but also said companies have a responsibility to update their systems and that governments must do more to proactively fight cyber threats. I'm Reid Binion.
All but one of the five candidates for governor of Virginia are denouncing a Saturday night rally in Charlottesville by white nationalists angry over the impending removal of two Confederate war statues. The rally drew about 100 torch-wielding protesters chanting things like, "You will not replace us." The only gubernatorial candidate not to speak out against the rally is Republican Corey Stewart. For the second straight year, the new Miss USA is from D.C. 26-year-old Kara McCullough was crowned last night in Las Vegas. McCullough earns the chance now to represent the U.S. at the Miss Universe pageant. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,897, the Nasdaq at 6121. Sports: Bryce Harper goes 3-for-4 with an RBI double as the Nats take the second game of their doubleheader with Philly after losing Game 1. The Orioles lose to Kansas City again. NBA, it's Wizards-Celtics Game 7 tonight. And WNBA, the Mystics open their season with a win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I want to start on the Siouxland Parkway. That's where we have the closure heading inbound between Route 4 and Forestville Road, which is just inside the Beltway. So Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, that's picking up a lot of extra volume. In fact, already you come in from Woodyard, Dower House Road, and extending beyond the Beltway. So plan for that extra time. Also, outbound, they are allowing outbound Siouxland Parkway to get through. They've reopened the outbound side of the Siouxland Parkway, so that will work for you. Also, Route 5, that's a good option as an alternate to get into town. DC, 295 southbound, it's been about the volume. Getting through Chevrolet, though, in on 50. Delays beginning right as you approach and pass inside the Beltway with the crash cleanup. It's in the transition lane. Let's go 270, where it's just been about the volume for you. Virginia, nothing to report, but 95. Obvious delays already through Stafford, and as you head toward Aquia, and again toward Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Haymarket, 52 in La Plata, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Duel Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington Comes to Talk, coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Jim Garrity with the National Review. And then at 8:05, from the Hill, Joe Concha. I'm Brian Wilson. Mary Walter, a little under the weather, taking the day off. Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller is here. Good morning, Vince.
Hope Mary feels better and glad to be here.
Need a dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey, well, I need a dollar.
All right, so look, you come into work this morning and you turn on your computer and a little red screen appears on the screen there, and it says, you know what? Your files have been encrypted. And if you want to unencrypt them, it's going to cost you $300.
Whoa.
Listen, people around the world, this has been happening to them. And the fear is this is going to happen to a lot of people in America today when they come to work, that they're going to turn on their computers and the computers will say, your files are encrypted and you must pay $300. Here's the insidious thing about it. If you don't agree to pay the $300, after a short period of time, the cost goes up. Now it's $600 to get your computer unencrypted. And then, if you don't pay the $600, after a short period of time, the computer starts destroying all the files in your computer. Now, that is an insidious piece of malware, or sometimes called ransomware, where if you don't pony up the money to get the magic code that undoes all this, you're going to find that your computer is just worthless, and all of the valuable information you have in it is going to be absolutely destroyed.
It's like a hostage crisis contained to your desktop.
It really is. And so my question here for you this morning, I mean, this is happening worldwide right now. It may happen in America today when you come to work. If that little red screen pops up, are you going to pay the $300 or not? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
I bet a lot of people are probably listening to this and going, of course I wouldn't pay. I'm not going to cough up any cash for these criminals, right. The people who are going to run,
right.
Be like, you know. But we were talking about this morning, Brian, off the air and now here. Apparently, it's almost impossible to get away with just letting it lapse unless you just want your entire system to crash down.
Listen, I think this is a big problem. By the way, if you have a thought about this, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I have a laptop that I use every day to prepare for this show. It's a little Apple laptop, and they're not cheap. I paid a good chunk for it.
And the font is huge, by the way.
No, I'm not that old. So I use it every day, and I came in about a year ago, and one of those little screens popped up. I apparently had clicked on some file somewhere thinking it was a legitimate file, and it turned out to be the malware, the ransomware. Now, it wasn't $300. I think, as I recall, it was about $49.99 or 90. Maybe
well, that's nice of them.
Maybe $99.99.
It's $99 in order to make it seem like a deal.
Yeah, that's right. But I ended up paying the ransomware. And I still think it's in there somewhere. I mean, every once in a while, something happens, I go, I think that stuff is still in this computer. But at least I got my computer back. Otherwise, your computer turns into an absolute brick. Of course, you know, you are basically, you know, rewarding a criminal by paying the ransom. And I'm wondering how many of you out there, when it really comes push to shove, would you pay the ransom? I ended up paying the ransom. And I think a lot of companies very quietly will pay the ransom rather than...
Just to get it over with.
Yeah. You know, the other way to look at this, though, is, I mean, mostly this is Microsoft's systems.
That's right.
And this particular round, you know what you could do? You could decide, I'm not going to pay the $300 because I can get a brand new Microsoft computer for $300.
Yeah, I've been looking to wipe this computer for a while anyway.
Yeah,
let's get rid of everything.
The problem is you lose your information. That's the real problem.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're okay with that, then you just want to get a new computer. It's cheaper to buy a new computer.
Can't this be like a more conventional hostage crisis where it takes, like, one of your files at a time and holds a gun to its head?
Yeah.
And it just throws it out. It's like, sorry, I deleted this record of last year's expenses.
Here is former DNI James Clapper talking about this weekend on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
In this ransomware cyber attack, 150 countries, 200,000 people. Is this just the beginning?
Well, that's the concern that Monday, when everyone returns to the office, that this ransomware attack will be even larger. Senator McCain held a hearing last Thursday on this very issue, and I think during the course of that I mentioned ransomware as something that we're going to see more and more of. So this is a very serious problem, and I think it's going to grow.
Particularly worrisome about this is apparently this round of ransomware may have its roots in hacking software that was stolen from the United States government.
Oh, that's comforting. That's comforting. That's what Microsoft is saying, by the way. They're blaming the government here.
That's right, they are. Matt in Stafford, you're on with Brian and Mary. Brian and Vince this morning. Hello, Martin. You're on. Matt,
hey,
go ahead, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Definitely a Monday.
Yeah.
We've seen this before. I saw this movie. It didn't end well. It has this company called Skynet in it.
Ah.
If anybody's seen Terminator 3.
That's right.
Government issued... You know, gonna global cyber attack, end this thing. This is not gonna end well, guys.
No, and then the government's gonna seize control of everything, try and rescue us from it all, and then everything will become sentient, and then we'll have Terminators running around.
Well, are you gonna pay it if that little red screen pops up on your computer? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead, 6:43.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at hashtag Military Heroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
More of your calls straight ahead. You're going to pay that ransomware if it comes up on your computer screen today. Right now, 6:44 on WML. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, on the Beltway, coming from Springfield, if you're heading through Annandale, the crash interloop right near Braddock Road. And I'm looking at this right in the center of the roadway. Fire truck is there, but it looks like they're having a hard time getting anyone to the shoulder. One of the vehicles damaged there and tough to move that. So interloop, you need to swerve to the right and to the left. Just use caution near Braddock Road on that stretch. Also on the 14th Street Bridge for our 395 commuters northbound, after you pass the Pentagon, we're pretty much jammed solid trying to get that minor crash, they tell me, to the shoulder, but nonetheless, you'll see that activity. Major problems continue, and through the morning rush hour, expect this closure. We had a horrible overnight crash. Deadly crash investigation team is at the scene. Suitland Parkway inbound closed between Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and Forestville Road, which Forestville Road is just inside the Beltway. Route 4 does pick up a lot of the extra volume, so you will need to plan for the extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler here to start off the business week. Mix of clouds and sun for us today. Breezy with a gusty northwest wind at times. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear overnight, mid-50s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, low 80s. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's now 6:47. Did you use your timeshare last year? If your timeshare is now more a burden than pleasure, Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely and legitimately. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company with a 100% money-back guarantee. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
So here's the question. When that little red screen pops up on your computer today and says, you got to pay us $300 or your computer becomes a brick. And not only that, if you don't pay us $300, it's going to cost you $600. If you don't pay the $600, all of your files will be destroyed. Are you going to pay it?
It's a comforting way to start a Monday.
Yeah, I know. And apparently a lot of people are going to wake up and face this problem. So what do you think about it? Fred in Hyattsville, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning in for Mary Walter.
Thanks for taking my call. We woke up April 7th in our company, and our accounting person got that wonderful screen that told them there was ransomware and had to be paid bitcoins. We immediately turned it off, but it already encrypted about half the files on the computer. We sent our computer to an IT person who was able to at least eradicate the virus portion of it. tried to do the encryption and decrypt it, couldn't decrypt it, so we ended up finding our accounting vendor out in Washington State, said there's a website that very high success rate. They did decrypt it, and I'll mention their name if you want me to, but
what you're telling me is that even to fix it, it's a lengthy and complicated process.
Right, and one that a lot of people won't be able to afford or have the resources to access.
Mm-hmm.
It took us 2 weeks. We're a very small company. It cost us $10,000 when we were done.
Holy moly. So $10,000 to not pay the ransom versus $300 to pay the ransom.
Well, we don't know what the ransom actually was because we never actually called to ask.
Yep.
We believe that the company that decrypted it actually paid the ransom and split the difference.
Hmm.
Wow.
We believe, and there's several people out there who are IT people who have a very strong opinion. There's no way they could decrypt it. The very first thing they ask you for is, what's the email of the ransomware? And that's what they keep asking you for. They take two files from your computer. We think they negotiate a deal. And then they decrypt the whole thing in about 2 days. So we think it's really just a big circular scam.
Of course.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Well, look, I mean, and in my particular case, I was under the impression when my computer got infected, I couldn't even use it. I mean, it was so locked down that there was nothing. It was completely unusable until I went ahead and paid the ransom. And I wonder, you know, how many people are going to be, you know, making that decision right now.
Right. Well, this is why you need to back up every file. Make sure you have your important stuff somewhere else.
It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I've got an important announcement to make.
Make the announcement, boss.
Tell him. Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us. No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully. Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point.
7 days a week.
Until midnight. We've been recycling the recyclables since before it was fashionable. So planet Earth stays healthy and happy. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week. Until midnight.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Time to see how your money's doing. Check in the news desk at CNBC. Jessica Ettinger is standing by.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Stock futures are mixed right now, indicating a mixed open on Wall Street. Markets are also mixed in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is trading a little higher this morning. Watch cybersecurity stocks today. China and Japan woke up to the WannaCry global cyber attack, and cybersecurity experts say this thing might just be getting started. It spread to more than 150 countries over the weekend. An emergency meeting was held in Washington, D.C. yesterday on it. This infects Windows computers. They're frozen. You see a message in red that says, oops, your files have been encrypted. The attackers demand about $300 in an online Bitcoin payment. You have hours to pay before your files are destroyed. Earnings season slows down a bit. We're expecting quarterly results from online hotel discounter Trivago. Tomorrow, Home Depot and TJ Maxx report. And Guardians of the Galaxy 2 won the weekend box office. Number two is the mother-daughter comedy Snatched. King Arthur fell on his sword opening in third. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
More of your calls straight ahead. You're going to pay the ransomware if it pops up on your computer screen today. We'll take your calls in a moment. Right now, 6:55, time for WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a busy commute, 395. We start on the 14th Street Bridge. We have the accident that had been blocking one lane. Watch for delays coming in from the Pentagon. We're still jammed on the Beltway heading through Annandale. Fire and rescue units at last scene. We're at the last check. We're at the scene of the crash. Inner loop should come up to Braddock Road, blocking two lanes. I'm looking at delays coming from I-95 now, and that is just stop and go toward Annandale. Once you get past Braddock Road, though, you're wide open over to 66. Speaking of, 66 crash in Centerville, eastbound after 29 Centerville. Also had one reported near Nutley Street and one at the Beltway. So three items on 66 to swerve around. And inbound Suitland Parkway remains closed. Accident investigation closes the Suitland Parkway from Route 4 to Forestville Road. Outbound lanes are open. Now, from Garage Door Repair, air.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler here to start off the business week. Mix of clouds and sun for us today. Breezy with a gusty northwest wind at times. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear overnight, mid-50s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, low 80s. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 6:57 on WMAL. Listen, around the world, they've been dealing with this, and many people believe that this morning when you come in and turn on your computer, that many people in America are going to find a little red screen that pops up and says, you've been infected, you've got ransomware, and if you don't want to see all your precious files destroyed, you got to pay us $300. No, you waited too long. Now $600. Are you going to pay the ransom, or are you going to fight the thing? We just heard from a guy who said, we spent $10,000 on this to get our computer system back up and running. Here's an insidious little fact. If one person in your company clicks on the wrong file and starts this process, apparently there's something rather insidious about this particular round of malware or ransomware. It infects every computer in the system within a matter of moments.
I barely like paying for the express lanes on the Beltway. I can't imagine paying ransomware on my computer.
Jack in Falls Church, you're on with Brian and Vince this morning. What do you say? You going to pay the ransom or not?
Absolutely not. No one's taking my Bitcoin. You have to do that from my cold, dead hand. So the thing is, guys, really, there's a million companies out there who literally beg you to use their space on the cloud. You have Google Drive, Microsoft is OneDrive, Dropbox, Box.com. There's absolutely no reason that your critical files, irreplaceable stuff like family photos, it shouldn't be be on one hard disk that's, you know, vulnerable to ransomware, because you could lose that laptop, your house could burn down, God forbid. There's a million things that could happen to that computer. You should be able to get the stuff that you really care about on any computer.
Well, okay, but Jack, I got that. But I mean, all my stuff is on the cloud, and all my precious pictures are there, and all the stuff I care about is on the cloud. I've got it backed up a dozen different ways. But I lose the laptop. I can't use the dang thing. It's like a brick.
No, you can totally format it. You could just you can take out the whole thing and reinstall, start from scratch. It doesn't prevent you from doing that. You lose all your files on it. So once you reinstall everything, you're good to go.
Yeah, which is a full day or 2 day process, right?
It's about an hour or two.
It is for someone like me.
Or you could pay somebody $300 to do it. Actually,
I'll do
that for you.
$300. I don't know. I mean, I'm paying a criminal. There's no doubt about it. But in the grand scheme of things, it solved the problem very quickly. I had to actually get on the air that day. I actually had to have my computer to do my job. Mm-hmm. And I paid it, and within about 20 minutes, I was back up and running. But I still think it's in there. I'm pretty sure.
Let the record show, Brian does negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true. When push came to shove, I paid the fee. You're absolutely right about that. Well, listen, coming up here on WMEL in the next hour, we got a great hour, Joe DeGeneva at 7:05. And at 7:35, we'll be joined by Jim Garrity of National Review. So much to discuss. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, 7 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's been a rough morning commute for many people coming in from Prince George's County. Jamie Whitten and the Hadith.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.